November 3, 2025. Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits. From Full House wins on Dragon's Den to 9 3-year-olds defying workplace odds, this week's roundup proves that disability innovation, inclusion, and advocacy are unstoppable. Discover a Regina app making intersections safer, Canadian AI transforming aged care down under, and BBC's bold leap into accessible audio. Celebrate trailblazers like Debbie Quinlan, explore movements reshaping disability rights, and see how legal teams and communities are breaking barriers because accessibility isn't just a goal, it's a revolution in motion. Also in this issue, Mitsui & Co. Ltd. invests in Kite Mobility to accelerate shared electric mobility in Canada and beyond. Let's talk, Paralympian Lindy Marcuzin on navigating disability. Flyers alumni gifts 10-year-old living with a disability an adaptive bicycle. Wrexham author explores link between disability and mental health in latest book. Labor, disability issues complicate future of driverless cars in Boston. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. The Robin Theatre is sensory inclusive and welcoming for all. The Robin Theatre, located in historic Rio Town Lansing, is home to an eclectic performing listening room and event space. The Robin hosts everything from regional and international music, theatre, poetry, comedy, and more. This attraction allows various methods of purchasing tickets as well as outlets to charge mobility devices. There are additionally designated sensory-inclusive events and times that this venue allows. Wheelchair user wins full house of backers on Dragon's Denmark. Accessibility just got a major boost. Simon Sansom, the creator of the Snowball app known as the TripAdvisor for the disabled, secured £80,000 in a rare full house deal on Dragon's Den. His platform helps individuals with visible and hidden disabilities rate and review accessible venues across the nation. From a Facebook page fueled by frustration to an award-winning app driving inclusion, Sansom's journey shows that innovation flourishes with determination and purpose. 5 Dragons. 1 Vision, making accessibility a priority. Regina launches app to make crossing intersections safer, more accessible. Downtown Regina is getting a seriously smart upgrade. The new app Ped app lets people with vision or hearing challenges activate crosswalk signals and get countdowns right from their phones. No more hunting for physical buttons. Think of it as press the button on your phone, cross with confidence. Canadian AI expands into Australian disability, aged care, and more briefs. Canada's AI frontier is going international and with heart. Alaya Care, the tech firm behind AI-powered care, is making moves down under, acquiring Nightingale Software to supercharge Australia's disability and aged care systems. Meanwhile, in Melbourne, a new startup is using AI to tailor chemotherapy dosing. Precision meets compassion. Discover Green Cay Nature Center, a wheelchair-accessible boardwalk in Boynton Beach. Green Cay Nature Center is a peaceful retreat where visitors of all abilities can enjoy Florida's wetlands in the Palm Beaches. The 1.5-mile elevated boardwalk trail is fully wheelchair-accessible and winds through 100 acres of lush wetlands, home to a variety of birds, turtles, and other wildlife. Interpretive signs along the trail share interesting insights about the plants and animals you encounter, making it both relaxing and educational. If you need a break, benches are scattered along the boardwalk so you can pause, enjoy the sights and sounds, and even share the experience with friends and family. She's 93 and still job searching. Why older Americans work, even if they're sick. They're defying retirement and adding stress. Meet America's 80 and 90-year-old workers who clock in despite serious health hurdles, from arthritis to neuropathy. With 1.4 million over 65s reporting a disability yet still working, many are stuck in jobs not by choice, but by necessity and paying dearly in pain and fatigue. Fighting for disability rights. At just 19, Hannah McClellan has already rewired the narrative on disability rights from ousting outdated language in PACE traffic laws to auditing campus accessibility at Carleton University. Her rallying cry, society, not individuals, must shift to break down systemic barriers. You never see the disability, you only see the ability. Debbie Quinlan earns Special Olympics Ontario Coach of Year Award. Debbie Quinlan of Peterborough, Ontario is a trailblazing coach and accessibility champion, now awarded Special Olympics Ontario's 2025 Coach of the Year. With over 22 years of dedication, she challenges outdated views and has redefined inclusive sport by launching women's teams and demonstrating true leadership. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Will the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wander covered. Disability is not a barrier to success. From mindset reset to full throttle success, the inspiring story of Dr. Sabrina Mohammed, Mecca, Saudi Arabia, has captured the hearts of many Sabahans, with her rising voice proving that disability isn't a wall, it's a launch pad. With grit, vision, and the right support network, their journey screams, game on, barriers. BBC SAI Leap, revolutionizing audio accessibility. The BBC is transforming audio content by using generative AI to automate real-time subtitles and transcripts for podcasts on BBC Sounds. This innovation improves accessibility for millions of listeners, reduces production time by 70%, and establishes new standards for media inclusivity. These developments have been highlighted in reports from OpenTools AI News and TechRadar. White Rose seeks accessibility feedback this Purple Tuesday. This Purple Tuesday, White Rose Shopping Centre in Leeds, West Yorkshire, England isn't just talking inclusion, it's asking for it. The centre is opening the floor, collecting real feedback from disabled visitors and spotlighting accessibility in action, from quiet mornings to stoma-friendly toilets and sensory supports. Because accessibility shouldn't be a checkbox, it needs to be lived, heard, and improved. How one legal team is building support for people with cognitive disabilities. What if the very systems meant to punish and protect are failing those with cognitive disabilities? NPR digs into how diversion programs offering alternatives to incarceration are being pitched as a humane fix, but hide serious flaws. It's a story about justice, assumptions, and what real accountability should look like. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon State. Lansing, Michigan. Penticton, BC. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale. The Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out AbleEyes.